Robert, let's talk a little bit about your space elevator. You were talking with me about that several months ago. Can you explain that concept again?
Okay, well, I call it a space, a transorbital railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's not a new technology. It's a new way of doing business. What I'm proposing is this, that the U.S. government decides to buy launch services as follows, that we could start it this way, that six times a year, it's going to buy a heavy lift vehicle sold to it by private launch.
Private launch, okay.
And six times a year, medium lift vehicle. So it has a launch every month. Every other month, heavy lift. Every other month, medium lift. And these things go off on schedule, okay? Whether they're filled with payload or not, just like a train.
It's going.
It's going, okay? It's just launching them once a month. It goes. And, okay, it makes available space on these rockets at heavily subsidized price. That's, for example, heavy lift vehicle costs $500 million, okay, a launch. That's a high estimate, but we'll take it, all right? This is 100 tons to low Earth orbit class vehicle. Medium lift vehicle, say $70 million a launch for 20 tons to orbit. So the total cost of this program, the six heavy lift vehicles at $500 each, that's $3 billion, plus another six at $70 billion each, another $400 million. So it's $3.4 billion, which is less than the cost of the shuttle program. But what you're launching to orbit every year is a capacity of 700 tons to orbit.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. You would make available on the 100-ton to LEO vehicle, if someone wanted to buy the full 100 tons, $10 million. If they want to buy just 10 tons of capacity, $1 million.
So you're selling capacity.
Yes, but you're selling it at a very low rate. In other words, this operation is not intended to make money in itself. Okay?
Could somebody buy it and then parcel it out and try to make money doing that?
Well, no, that's not the idea. The idea here is to make it cheap and easy for anyone to get to space. Okay? That is, the government is providing a service here. It's like building a harbor, okay, or an airport. It's making possible, or a transcontinental railroad. It's putting in an investment on behalf of the nation. Now, the idea, let me just explain again. So you have this 100-ton to LEO vehicle. Okay, which costs the government $500 million.
All right.
Okay. But it sells the space. And the only reason why it's selling the space instead of giving it away is to make sure that people aren't just taking up space for the hell of it, okay, that people have a reason. Okay. It's making available space almost for free. Okay. That is, it'll provide the whole vehicle for $10 million or a tenth of it, 10-ton capacity for $1 million. Or 1-ton capacity for 100,000, or 100-kilogram capacity, that's 220 pounds, for $10,000.
All right.
So that the even an individual with $10,000 could get to space or put a small payload on board, a business willing to spend $100,000 could get a whole ton of capacity.
Well, okay. All right, but what are they taking up there, though?
Right? So the idea here, then, is what you're doing is it's making possible for anyone. Now, this would include government agencies. That is, if a Jet Propulsion Lab wants to send a probe to Mars or Saturn, they could buy space on one of these, and their launch would be almost free, okay, the Defense Department. But also, let's say a private society like the Mars Society wanted to launch a space probe, or even at some point, if it could raise enough money to build a colony on Mars, the transportation would be there. If NASA wanted to build a moon base, they wouldn't have to figure out how to design a new launch vehicle. They would just say, oh, well, we'll need to use three of those launches each year, okay, or half of them, and the and so forth. But private corporations, the idea is that this would make possible every vision and every dream. Okay, I, for example, am not a particularly a believer in this idea of solar power satellites. I don't think they could be competitive with Earth-based power generation. But there are some people who do think that that could work. Well, they would have a chance to give their business plan a try. The people who believe in space hotels would have a chance to give their business plan a try. The people who, you know, whether government activity, corporate activity, private individuals, they'd all have a way to get to space. Now, this would cost some money, but it would only, I mean, in other words, to do this, okay, we're shutting down the space shuttle program. The space shuttle program in its best year launched 120 tons to orbit. This last year launched more like 40 tons to orbit. Instead, with less money than that, we can launch 700 tons to orbit and open up space enterprise to everyone.
And we could do it relatively soon, too.
Yeah, we could do it straight away. And this would foster the private launch industry because they'd be selling these launches. Okay? Now, and since they would know they would have a reliable market, okay, they could then start doing mass production. And then the price of the launch to the government would start coming down, and which would mean that for the same budget, this is how I would prefer to do it, we would have more launches. So instead of a once-a-month launch, we could have twice-a-month launch or once-a-week launch. Okay, and we could really do this because unlike the shuttle, which they could never launch once a week because each shuttle, when it comes down, has to be practically rebuilt, these are expendable launch vehicles that would just be rolling off the assembly line, you know, and just firing them off. And so we really could have a high-frequency launch rate.
Now, would the big ones be Saturn style in terms of size?
Yes, that's what a heavy lift launcher is. Saturn V could do 140 tons. So it could be something like that or something like the Ares V that NASA was designing for the Constellation Moon program until Obama canceled it.
Which was canceled.
The Senate just passed, the House and the Senate just passed a bill that would provide the beginnings of funding for a low-end heavy lift vehicle, 75 tons, to orbit kind of thing. That's only half the capability of a Saturn V. But even so, you could base your orbital railroad on such vehicles if you wanted to. And once again, the cost of rockets is so large because they're built in ones and twos. You know, you take even a well-proven, been used hundreds of time rocket engine, the RL-10, okay, is one very well, it's a workhorse.
Very reliable.
Okay, workhorse rocket engine. It weighs 500 pounds, which is less metal than is contained in a small car, significantly less. It's less complex than a small car. Yet a small car can be bought for $10,000 or $20,000, and RL-10 will cost you $3
million.
Okay? This is the difference between things that are made, you know, two or three a year and things that are made, you know, two or three million a year.